and more. Wicket's World on Laser 103.3.
Brought to you by SNC Automotive, your source for rust and corrosion prevention with Final Coat. Online at scautomotive.com.
Football nerds unite. Let's have a party. The NFL draft is finally here. It's this week. It's on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And they've turned it into a three-day event, much like a Hollywood red carpet event with celebrities. And they have all the stars walk the red carpet and do all the things. And then they have big bands that play, like last year Motley Crue and Fall Out Boy played down in Kansas City. This year the draft is in Detroit. And another Iowa Hawkeye is up and down all the mock drafts of where he could go in the first round. Defensive back Cooper DeJean is mocked as high as top 10. I've seen him in the back end of the first round, like 28, 29. But what does longtime scout and film nerd Greg Cosell think about DeJean's fit?
Some might even see him as a big nickel safety. Some might see him as a star playing in the slot. He's a physical kid. He's a competitive kid. But there's just a stiffness to him that concerns you a little bit when you see him as an outside corner. It would not surprise me if teams see him at safety. In fact, I could easily make the argument that the corner from a year ago at Iowa, Riley Moss, who was drafted by Denver maybe in the third round, if memory serves me correctly, was a better corner prospect than Cooper DeJean.
Well, he has been mocked as high as top 10. I've seen him 15 to Indy, 20 to the Pittsburgh Steelers, 22 to the Philadelphia Eagles. And if he clears all of those, I would welcome him. I would love to see him go number 25 to the 13-time world champion Green Bay Packers coming up on Thursday. They drafted Lucas Van Ness first round last year. So one Hawkeye last year, another Hawkeye this year. And I think I told my wife I was done buying Packers jerseys. But if Cooper DeJean gets drafted by the Packers, I may have to wind up getting the Cooper DeJean jersey. I think I'm going to have to go that direction. If he goes number 25 or if the Packers move up to get him or whatever, I may have to change my mind.
If you end up purchasing the Cooper DeJean jersey,
yes,
are you going to pair it with some nice blue Cooper DeJeans on the bottom?
There's a marketing opportunity there, isn't there? Like Lee Jeans or what Wrangler,
yes,
or whatever.
Right?
There is,
I mean,
easy.
Our girl, Caitlin Clark, just got a shoe from Nike.
I mean,
Cooper DeJean, you could get some pants from Levi's.
If he gets a good second contract, which means he's become a really good player, yes, he'll probably get some kind of big athletic endorsement. Rookies generally don't, unless it's like the first pick was going to be Caleb Williams, the quarterback from USC, definitely going to the Bears, some of the other studs. But DeJean should work out. His agent should work out some, especially if he goes to a place that has a jeans factory. Like, I don't know where jeans are made, but if they're made wherever he goes, that's an easy endorsement opportunity for him.
Mm-hmm.
Draft is Thursday, round one. I'm sure we'll have more.